Portrait of a Tyrant. I've seen him before, crawling under church pews, tying parishioners' shoes together, herding the flock, so to speak. He forgets birthdays. He kills without honor. He knows the things that make us nervous. Burnt toast, a meeting on a train, and the extra valve in an alligator's heart. Raise your hand, he chides, if your work is important. Would you believe me if I told you that for most of his life he has been busy answering doors? For him, there seem to be two options, forget or regret, two stories with the same ending, men in suits with shovels, now and now and now, he tries to convince himself. How deep is your compassion? He taunts himself as if he were someone else. All the world's a place where he doesn't read this. All the world's a place in which the water in the pipes, the world at arm's length. In the distance, he is sitting on a mule. He has that childish look of exaggerated attachment. Beside him, the single branch of a dead oak seems to move a dark cloud like a kite.